Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bienvenue à Coffee Break French.
Welcome to the Coffee Break French show. Moi, c'est Marc.
Et je suis Max.
Comment vas-tu, Max?
Très, très bien. Et toi?
Super bien. Très content. Et très content aussi parce que nous avons reçu beaucoup de commentaires sur le dernier épisode.
A lot of positive reviews indeed. And we will keep going with our weekly episodes that will help you improve your French one coffee break at a time.
Super. You notice, if you're watching the video version, that we've got these lovely Coffee Break French mugs. Now, you can get your own Coffee Break French mug if you visit the link below the video, and that way you'll be able to enjoy your coffee break as you learn French. If you're listening to the podcast, then you can head to coffeebreakgiftshop.com and you can buy your mug there. I've mentioned a podcast, I've mentioned a video. If you're watching our video on YouTube, then please subscribe to the video and subscribe to our channel. And if you're listening to the podcast, then you can subscribe to our podcast whenever you get your podcasts.
Exactement. Alors Marc, de quoi parle-t-on aujourd'hui?
De quoi parle-t-on aujourd'hui? What are we talking about today? Well, today we're talking about adjectives and where they go. In particular, we're going to be looking at certain adjectives that go before the noun.
Très intéressant.
On y va?
Allez, c'est parti.
Now, we might be wondering about adjectives that go before the noun. That's what happens in English. We talk about the interesting book, the beautiful house.
Indeed. So in French, normally the rule is that the adjective goes after the noun it describes.
Yeah. So give us an example. The interesting book.
Un livre intéressant.
Un livre intéressant. An interesting book. Or let's say a white house.
Une maison blanche.
So une maison blanche. Blanche comes after the noun. We're actually saying a house white. However,
there are exceptions.
There are exceptions. And these exceptions can fall into certain categories. And it might be helpful if we think of these categories so that we can identify whether some adjectives go before the noun.
Exactly. So there's five main categories. Mm-hmm. So we'll go look at them in details. Mm-hmm. Maybe a good way to remember it is bangs.
Bangs, the word bangs, okay, as in, well, in the US, bangs would be your fringe. Neither of us have the luxury of talking about a fringe. But we'll go with bangs. So B-A-N-G-S, and each of these letters stand for something. So let's go with B first of all.
B. B is for beauty.
Beauty.
So if you use adjective that related to beauty, like the most basic, beau or belle, mm-hmm. it would come before the noun.
Right. So let's take then beau and give us some examples of using beau when it comes before the noun.
So you were talking about a book earlier. It could be un beau livre.
A beautiful book. Un beau livre.
Or une belle armoire.
A beautiful wardrobe. So belle, beau, any form of that comes before the noun.
All the time. And if it's before a masculine noun that starts with a vowel, it would be belle as well, B-E-L.
Yeah, like a beautiful bird.
Un bel oiseau.
Un bel oiseau, B-E-L, oiseau. Now, we're using beau and belle, but another adjective of beauty would be jolie.
Jolie, par exemple, une jolie maison.
A pretty house, une jolie maison. So beauty, B. That's our first category. Let's move on to look at A.
A is for age.
Okay.
So if something is old, for example, if you're talking about an old castle, can you guess what it would be?
Un vieux château.
Exactement. Vieux would come before the noun. Okay. Un vieux château.
Or an old house.
Une vieille maison.
So une vieille maison, we put the adjective before an old house. Une vieille maison.
Exactement. Once again, the masculine is slightly different. If the noun starts with a vowel, it would be vieille, V-I-E-I-L.
V-I-E-I-L. A little bit complicated there. Okay, so beauty and age, then N.
N is for number. So in English, like first, second, third, fourth, etc., they would all come before the noun in French.
Yeah, okay. So the first day, for example.
Le premier jour.
Le premier jour, the second time.
La deuxième fois.
So, beauty, age, number. Then we've got G for?
G is for goodness.
Goodness. Ah, okay. So, what do you mean by goodness?
If you use it, for example, the adjectives good or bad, bon or mauvais, they would come before as well.
Okay, so the good cake.
The good cake, ooh, le bon gâteau.
Le bon gâteau, and what's your pronunciation there? Really nasal sound, le bon gâteau.
Le bon gâteau.
Or you also said it's lack of goodness in a sense, badness. So, I don't know, the bad piece of news.
La mauvaise nouvelle.
La mauvaise nouvelle. So bon or bonne and mauvais, mauvaise come before the noun. So beauty, age, number, goodness, and S stands for?
Size.
Size. Okay, so tell us about this one.
So the two most common probably, petit and grand.
Yeah.
Petite, grande, always before. Mm-hmm. Les petits fours.
Les petits fours, the little biscuits, okay.
Or une petite table.
A little table, okay. Or what about a large sofa?
Un grand canapé.
Un grand canapé. So this is the main knowledge that we need about adjectives that come before the noun. We've got beauty, B, age, A, number, N, goodness, G, and size, S. However, there's something else.
There's a twist, Mark.
Dun, 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 a twist. What is this twist?
So some adjectives can be placed either before the noun or after the noun, and the meaning is different.
Okay. I think what would help here is an example.
Of course. By example, ancien or ancienne.
Okay, so the basic meaning of this is kind of like old. Ancient is the same root as the word ancient in English.
Yes, if it's after the noun, it does mean old.
Okay, so an example of that would be la maison ancienne.
That would be the old house.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But if we bring ancien or ancienne before the noun,
then it translates to former. Donc, mon ancienne maison is my former house.
Mon ancienne maison, my former house. And you might be thinking there, why is it mon? Because we're talking about une maison.
It's because ancien starts with a vowel, so we have mon instead of ma, even though it's feminine.
Okay, maybe another example, mon ancien prof.
Mon ancien prof.
Oui. My former teacher, mon ancien prof.
And it doesn't mean he's old.
It might be, but that's not the point. Could we say mon ancien prof ancien? My old former teacher?
Sounds
weird.
Theoretically, you could, yeah. I've never heard it, but it's correct.
Okay. So that's ancien, which means former before the noun and old after the noun.
Exactly.
Let's look at another one.
Another very common word is cher.
So cher means dear, in a sense, but that dear can be dear as in your dear friend, or it can be dear as in expensive.
Exactement. So the most common way to start a letter, especially back in the day, was cher, cher Marc. That would mean dear Marc.
Yeah.
But if you put cher after the noun, it means expensive, not related to feelings.
Okay. So canapé cher.
An expensive.
An expensive sofa. But mon cher ami, my dear friend.
Yes. Money is not involved as dear.
Okay. Good. Let's look at another one.
Wait. One I like is curieux or curieuse. Mm-hmm. So if you put it before, it means strange, a bit odd.
Yeah.
Par exemple, une curieuse recette.
Like a strange recipe.
Oui.
But if you put it afterwards, it's more of a literal meaning.
Yes, it means curious.
Yeah. So
to mon ami curieux.
So my curious friend, in the sense that he likes discovering things and likes looking into things and so
asking
on.
Questions.
And asking questions.
If you say mon curieux ami, you have a strange friend.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with that one. Okay, what about dernier?
Dernier can be a little bit tricky. So if you put it before, it means the last, but the last oval.
Yeah.
From a sequence or series.
Yeah.
For example, I could say décembre est le dernier mois de l'année.
Le dernier mois. So the last of all the months in the year is the last month of the year.
Exactement.
But if you put it after,
then it means last as in most recent.
Yes. So the one that happened before this one, in a sense.
Exactement. So if you say le mois dernier, mm-hmm. unless we're in January, it's not going to be December.
Yeah. Okay. So le mois dernier would be last month. Now, I have a little confession to make here, Max, because in the introduction to this episode, I talked about how we received comments after what I thought was the last episode, the previous episode. And I said le dernier épisode.
But indeed, le dernier épisode. Episode sounds like it's the very last one.
Yeah, which of course isn't the case. So I should have said l'épisode dernier.
Exactement.
Okay, the previous episode. Okay, we've got two more here, so let's cover these quickly.
Right, let's start with vrai.
So vrai means real.
It does. Mm-hmm. It means real, true, but it also means actual if it's before.
Okay, so give us an example.
So for example, c'est une vraie Rolex.
Okay, so is that a real Rolex that you're wearing?
Yes.
it's an Apple Watch, but anyway, we'll not go there. c'est un vrai Rolex. Is it a real Rolex? But if we put vrai after...
It means true. Mm-hmm. You will see une histoire vraie.
Yeah, so it's a true story. In a sense, we could potentially use real in English. It's a real story, but mm-hmm. true makes more sense there. It's a true story. C'est une histoire vraie.
Exacto.
And one final one, and this is one of my favorites because I always think it's a good thing to remember.
Okay, donc c'est l'adjectif propre.
Propre. So propre can have two meanings. One before the noun.
Ouais, and that means own, my own. Mm-hmm. Donc ma propre chambre.
Mm-hmm. My own bedroom. However, if your bedroom is tidy, then propre goes after the noun.
La chambre propre.
Yeah, so la chambre propre, a tidy bedroom. Ma propre chambre propre.
Exactement, my own tidy bedroom. With, in English, the two adjectives before the noun, in French, one before, one after.
Super. So in this episode, we have learned about the placement of adjectives, particularly about that certain group of adjectives that come before the noun. And we learned a mnemonic, and that mnemonic was BANGS. That stands for beauty, B, beauty, A for age, N for number, G for goodness, and S for size. We also learned about those adjectives that can come before the noun or go after and change their meaning. And that's not an exhaustive list.
No, there's more.
But that's as much as we're doing for this lesson.
We hope you've enjoyed this lesson. If you want to see these examples and more info written down, we have a blog article for this episode. You'll find the link in the description.
And of course, if our listeners would like more help with their French, then you can head to coffeebreaklanguages.com/French and sign up for our regular free email lessons. We cover language, we cover grammar, we cover idiomatic expressions, vocabulary, different phrases, culture, lots of useful French information. Head to coffeebreaklanguages.com/French to sign up for that.
Exactement. So look out for our next mini lesson in your inbox.
Alors c'est tout pour aujourd'hui.
C'est tout. Merci Marc.
Merci à toi, merci à vous et à la prochaine.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.